Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Blog Talk Radio. Hi, this is Gwen, Gwendolyn H. Berry. I'm down here in Lake Worth, and this would be Friday Night Check with you, the Monsters. And before I go into all of that, let me ask you this question. Which side are you on? Let me introduce.
Feminism ain't about women. Now that's not who it is for.
Check with Here Be Monsters was sponsored by Roundtree7.com, writing knowledge to the social consciousness, and by Daughters of Isis, the Ancestral Romancology. Please patronize us. We're part of a Friday drumline of indie blog talk radio shows dedicated to informing you via the Occupy movement. And by boycotting the MSM, them who gives you the corporate messaging and ignites your urge to buy or tells you lies about what's whatever they feel about lying. So, Occupy Blog Talk Radio on Friday, right here at 4 o'clock with Here Be Monsters, mic check recap of the announcements, Occupy Wall Street and Occupy everywhere, the events, especially local ones. I encourage your input, so I will be typing in the phone number to call in if you'd care to later on. And it's right there on the wall that you're looking at, too, the call-in number. So take advantage if you feel so inclined. We begin our blog talk block with myself here at 4 p.m. And then at 5 p.m. you can go over and listen to Dusty Taylor, Hell's Most Vocal Bitch. She's full of piss and vinegar, and she's usually right about what she's being pissed off about. And her show is called What's Jerking My Chain This Week, and she's on Blog Talk Radio. She's coming to you from Bakersfield, California, and then from the very left-leaning woods of Michigan, we have Diane G., and happy birthday to Diane. Yesterday was her birthday. I think she turned 29. That is so faint, isn't it? But it's true. I'll bet it's true. Anyway, Diane with the Wild Wild Left is on at 6 p.m. And then at 7, we have Ruth Ann and Brian with Progress Towards Democracy coming to you from the Chicago and Fort Lauderdale. And then straight up at midnight on the Pacific Coast, on the left side of the country, we have from Reno, Nevada, Pinko the Bear, up late with Pinko the Bear. You got to do Pinko. You really do. So There you have it. We're looking for other indie shows to join along in. So if you know of any, you might want to mention to them that we do have this Friday block of shows. Like I said, I'm Gwendolyn H. Berry. I'm here in Lake Worth. This is dedicated to news of the Occupy and local news and generally world news, national news, whatever I can bitch about today, right? Well, you know, like Mr. Trump okaying that $10 refug for election. Didn't he say he was, like, for cockada last year, anyway? On the other hand, Mr. Rushbo, I think they call him, has axed his ineptness in trashing the very poor. Can you imagine the state of mind that it takes to make a statement, even though he was, you know, saying, well, we have programs and such to take care of that kind of thing. And that's a goddamn lie because the son of a bitch is in there punching his way through trying to get rid of those things. You know, a guy like that is, you know, a corporate raider who comes on in, sits his ass down in the CEO's chair. He's just sort of flinched out, fished it from him. And he begins to degrade the standard quality of whatever the product is of the company, pushing for a much larger profit margin. And then he exports the tanked down version of whatever the product or the service was, outsourcing it to another country, makes a great big old profit for all of his privateer fellows, and then moves on like so much shark schooling the waters and munching down everything they can for pure profit. That's what they do, and that's what his idea of running a country is. It has nothing to do with service, you know, about going towards, there was no civics lesson in this jerk's head when he began to contemplate there prior to becoming the governor of Massachusetts, which was his first stepping stone to making a run for the presidency. This guy's idea of life is to go on in and do what I just said. You know, they privatize everything. They purge quality standards. And then they do everything. They sell it all off for profit. Just take a look at New Orleans since Katrina. I mean, do you know the charter school situation there and such? I mean, this is what these guys do. And when it's getting called out about it now, because people are showing up, most of them are occupiers, to these different venues to question the candidates. I'm hoping, and we've already seen occupiers questioning the president. Of course, they kind of get shouted down. And now that we can be disappeared for the election season, it really does take quite a bit of courage, doesn't it, to go up and ask a stand-up question of any of these guys. Anyways, hello to the chat room. Thank you all for being there. Got a question? Stick it in there. I have been exceedingly busy at business today and yesterday, so as you might imagine, I'm doing that stream of consciousness, which often gives me, you know, foot and mouth syndrome here on the show. But we're going to press forward here. Anyway, Rush apparently called out Mr. Kendall about his bad form in the way he addressed the very poor. Well, the very poor is encompassing over 46 million people in this country right now. Of course, that does include some children, but not any more than a million or two. Most of them are people who are looking for work. I saw today where the unemployment numbers were reading lower than they have, but of course we're not taking into consideration, and I have to say most of the news outlets did provide this information, which doesn't look good for the incumbent who is running for re-election, too. It doesn't look good for him if people are paying attention. And we hope they are. You just don't know anymore. They will pay attention if there's a lot of handshaking and protest and demonstration on the streets in the cities and towns where these candidates go and make their points known to the public. That's what we need right now. Anyways, so Rush called out Romney and said, you know, you done the wrong thing there. That was the wrong signal to send. And people are just going to get his number quicker. Oh, well. Anyway, there was a little piece of news that came out last night about Roseanne Barr's more serious nature at capturing the Green Party candidacy for president. And a few of her, I'd love to have her in conversation here, and I'm trying to run her down on Twitter and her own site to see if we can't get her to give us an afternoon on Friday to talk about these things. She began with an announcement this week that put her immediate policy priorities out there. She wants to forgive all student loans. And my kid's sister, who just graduated from acupuncture school and is in debt probably about 80 grand for that one, pardon me, is very much in favor of that. I have a nephew who's in college right now. I'll bet everybody listening has someone close to school who is paying too much money for an education that is not really putting them in any kind of a job once they get out. Okay. Homeowner debt and credit card debt she'd like to put out of everybody's way by kicking out. And I don't know exactly what kicking out the Federal Reserve entails, but she would really like to get rid of them. Sounds a bit, just a little bit, like Mr. Paul, but you never know. Institute single-paying health care within 100 days of inauguration, which would be a wonderful thing to do. We've heard that one before. Pursue those she calls financial terrorists, reconfigure American diets, shifting away from animal protein and toward protein from nuts. Well, she is a macadamia farmer. And she wants to fight for gay rights. Those are just a few of what are on her platform. She's also in favor of legalizing marijuana. So, you know, she's in with the dirty hippie crowd, which would include me. Okay. So, there you have it there. I wanted to bring up, first of all, I'd like to bring up report on what is going on today of Day of Action in the Occupy movement. What is happening out there right now is that the current news and opinion is we have a Day of Action against the NDAA, Nationwide Protests Against National Defense Authorization Act today, for Occupy protesters and concerned citizens across the country gathering outside congressional offices, we really should, you know, legalize the pot. We'll gather outside congressional offices from noon to 7 p.m. So they're out there right now, and if you're anywhere near Washington, there's something to do in your time, especially if you're a tourist who's there to see the sights. Why not join in to protest? They're calling upon congressmen to repeal sections 1021 and 1022, which could lead to the indefinite military detention of Americans Without Due Process. Would somebody please call up Debbie Wasserman Schultz and tell her that? Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a very sincere individual. I worked with her on the last campaign for the presidency. And I brought a lot of people, you know, in, got a lot of people to sign up to vote, first-time voters, and, yeah, first-time voters, majority of them. I mean, you know, over 100 on my own there, and I got involved, like, halfway down the street, as it were. And I have to say that Congresswoman Schultz is a sincere person, but she is playing the game. She is coming from the old school standard. She was educated for the job she now holds. She has every good integrity and intention in her, but she thinks you got to get along to go along or go along to get along. And that's only how the policies are going to work. And she's also a devout apologist for Obama. So, of course, we don't get along or see eye to eye anymore. She has yet to endorse Lois Frankel, who is the pastor, hello, Krell, and Dwight Ward. Hello to the chat room. In there with Free Market Socialists. It's good to see y'all. Anybody, please feel free to call in and give your opinion at any time. Anyways, where was I? Oh, Lois Frankel, who was our... She was our, mayor of West Palm Beach. She has tossed her hat into the ring. She did this months and months ago, but she has not yet to make a real dynamic standard, dynamic push to become well-known and put her stance on the issues out there. I do have a friend who is teleprompter for her that I am trying to get weigh in so that we might talk to her on the Sunday show and find out just exactly what her basic stance is on the many issues right now. But the DNC and the DCCC have not yet put their approval onto a candidate in my district. But I will say this, they're all running in this district for the seat that is now held by Representative Alan West, who is a dirty son of a bitch and a rude bastard to boot, ignorant as the day is long. Yes, I did say all that, didn't I? And he has saw fit to turn tail and run from this part of the district. We would be 22 and 23 here, and he's hightailed it out of here. He's doing most of his campaigning in Broward County, so that's where that is at. And as I began, we have National Day of Action today against NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. So as I was saying, somebody please tell these Democrats, Obama apologists and OBOTs, especially who are already holding office, that sections 1021 and 1022 can very definitely lead to the under the orders of the president, indefinite military detention of Americans without any due process. Some protesters are also demanding the recall of all congressmen who voted for this bill, which I find an intriguing thing to do. But you know what? It's time that we made our representatives in Washington responsible minutely for what they're doing. Hell, most of these guys don't even read what they're voting on. They don't even put themselves through any due diligence on the issues themselves, including the guy who calls himself the Speaker of the House. I mean, it's a joke, isn't it? I mean, goodness gracious. You've all caught that action, right? Okay. Ann. There is, so, the Taoists and the Senate both, they are absolutely in protest as we speak until 7 p.m. this evening about that. And they're asking for the recall at the same time of everyone, every one of the reps and senators who actually who were actually a part of voting that in. Now, Occupy Long Beach has got protests going on today as well. And the indefinite detention of Bradley Manning is their point. The 23-year-old Army intelligence analyst who has been put into court-martial is their focus. And, okay, tomorrow, February 4th, is another day of action on the national level, and it includes the Gaza-Palestinian contingency of like-minded occupiers over there. It's a no war on Iran day of action. No war, no sanctions, no intervention, no assassinations. We've seen a lot of that, haven't we? We've seen a lot of all of that. So tomorrow is No War on Iran, a day of action. Your local Occupy, groups will have the information on where they're gathering for this protest. It is in a... In a nutshell, it is. It's also encompassing the European Union too. Okay. Well, Brian, and I am opening the mic. I guess that 516 area code. Please go ahead. Hello.
You mean 516 or 561?
561. I knew it was you, Brian.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today, hon? I've been busy, busy, busy. Had no time to get my notes together, so I'm reading a la the web instead of having my end.
That's fine.
I heard you
talking about the NDAA, National Defense yeah. Authorization Act, and the bill that was sort of snuck in or attached to it,
mm-hmm.
I should say, that has indefinite detention of American citizens and so forth.
Yep.
And John Iacobulli, who participates with Progressive Democrats of America and highly active with Occupy Fort Lauderdale and several other peace groups, apparently attended a talk given by Ray McGovern, the ex-CIA analyst, that was in Deerfield Beach, which I wish I knew about that talk. I would have loved to have attended it. Big fan of his.
I've seen him on film, yes.
Famous for confronting Donald Rumsfeld regarding the lies of getting us into the war in Iraq regarding...
Right.
Weapons of mass destruction and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a famous bit that was not aired on mainstream media for the most part, with the exception of, at that time, Countdown, Keith Olbermann show, which was on MSNBC.
Right.
Wonder what happened to Keith, by the way. I guess he disappeared off the face of the interview.
Listen, if you keep your eye on Twitter, you know these things because he's a Twitter fanatic to a certain degree. And he's very vocal on Twitter right now. He has bronchitis, a very bad case of bronchitis, apparently.
Okay.
I know everybody would like to make that into something, I guess, political between him and current television, but I don't think it actually is. I really do believe what he says when he tweets, because he's always been pretty honest.
Okay.
So
well, I'm very glad to hear that. Well, I'm not glad to hear he's sick, but I'm glad to hear.
No, he's his bronchitis went into a very bad infection, so he has to keep his mouth shut.
So they keep on having other people sit in for him, be it either Dave Schuster or I forget the other guy.
Bill Press or something like my sister. I have to say, I've never listened to him.
Yeah, he runs a progressive radio show out in the D.C. area, I think.
That's correct, yes,
yeah.
My sister says he's really quite good. She likes him very much. She turned me on to Big Ed Schultz, too, once upon a time, who I used to think was really great till he became such an Obama apologist.
MSNBC overall seems to always redirect you back to the Democratic Party.
And whatever's favorable to the bottom line of General Electric, I'm thinking. But that's just me, you know. I'm ornery that way, Brian. You know.
General Electric / Comcast, since Comcast is sort of taking over ownership. Well, at this point, it's six media firms that own most of the media. If you go back to 1983, it was over 50. So there's been immense consolidation, and hence the freedom of press has been greatly compromised. And that, of course, is another knock against our form of democracy, because the public just is not properly informed of anything. Current TV helps a little bit. It's interesting to have the Young Turks, for example, doesn't hold back regarding its criticism of the Democratic Party and Obama.
He's been surprisingly off the cuff, especially for the last month. He really has been. I watched the night of the our primary here for the Republicans. I watched Jennifer Granholm, her show, for the first time, and I think she's very enthusiastic. She doesn't have her timing down yet, I don't think. But her choice of Republican pundit for that, or strategist, was Carly Fiorina's strategist or campaign manager from California, and I thought the woman was a complete, first of all, she repulsed me, but I mean, I didn't think she really had the nuance to the issues that usually a hip, edgy kind of show like they're trying to cultivate at Current would have, you know?
I haven't watched her show. I've seen her segments on Cenk. The GOP primary night. She's okay. You know, I didn't really think it was great insight.
She's enthused. She has to learn the craft, I guess. Well, and I can relate to that. I'm learning as I go. You know, stream of consciousness. Best one I know doing it is Pinko the Bear.
She's on the same time as Rachel Maddow, and I mean, I still think Rachel Maddow has some very deep insights. Yeah, but overall, she's still very insightful. You know, she points out.
I give you that. It just irks me so to watch her wipe the president's butt so often that I kind of. I watch her on her blog, you know, on the MSNBC online. I watch her segments. I don't DVR her any longer because I get angry. My blood pressure goes up. Isn't that terrible?
Yes.
I
don't really find her so much as an Obama apologist as more critiquing what the right is doing. So she points out the absurdity of the positions of the right, you know, and then compares it to Obama. So I don't really look at that as kissing Obama's butt. I mean, it's more of making the right look foolish. She'll point out some
really
of the absurd things
but
the right is saying, and then she'll point out, well, you know, this is Obama's position, which looks saner compared to what these other guys are doing. And, you know, and usually I find myself disagreeing with that. Yeah.
It's that canoe that's rowing up the river of lesser of two evils river. And
no,
it's not
a lesser.
I ain't navigating those waters.
It's not the lesser of two evils type of situation. It's realizing that Obama is not a socialist. You know, things like that. It just, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
There has to be, you know, rational. And you know, I'm a big believer in logic, rational thought, and so forth.
Yeah.
All of which is completely gone in a third of the public that gets exposed to Fox News. I mean, they literally manufacture their own alternative facts. You know,
and you should be saying exactly that because, you know, especially these little indie shows like we put on really needs to voice an intelligent opinion, especially in our critiques of what there is going on mainstream media because a lot of folks are still there asking. We're getting more and more people. I don't know if you're seeing it, Brian, but we're getting more and more people who will, like, travel into certain rooms of the Facebook that post and get into conversations or then come over to our radio shows and listen in. And they're wanting to know, you know, well, where do I find really good, truthful, or objective information that isn't colored by a corporate message or a political you know, a political goal like war in Iran. It's not.
As
a matter of fact, I'd like to point out to folks that Dwight Ward says logic, reason, you ought to be locked up there, Brian. There's a post over at Jack Jodell's Saturday Afternoon Post, and it's on Roundtree 7, and he and I went, we got a list, a beginner's list of places to go to find really decent information. I wish you'd check it out because if you can...
I will.
The comments, what you think should be added to it. Because what we're trying to do is create a list. And then perhaps the idea would be to, you're so fabulous at it, create a Facebook chat room that has the information coming off of those places every day or something. And it would take a few minutes to do, but it wouldn't be so hard. I mean, look at how much time we spend anyways.
If you could post that link, a link to that list on your page,
I'm working up. Oh, okay. Will do. Well, I'll put it over on yours. I'm also putting it into the chat room. So do you have any meetings coming up?
Specifically regarding teach-ins and so forth? None scheduled yet. Probably will in the near future for Occupy Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their activity has slowed down a bit.
And you are, people should know that are listening, like Free Market Socialists and Dwight and our guests should know that you have a 7 o'clock show coming up with Ruth Ann. How do I say Ruth Ann's last name?
I always have trouble with it, too. Amartya Fio.
Amartya Fio. I
typically botch it on the air.
yeah, me too. That's why I always say now when I'm doing my opening segment, I'll say, and at 7 p.m. we have Ruth Ann and Brian out of Chicago and Fort Lauderdale. That would be Brian's dad, you know him, down in Lauderdale.
I feel a lot less guilty now because I'm not the only one that has trouble with that last name.
I was actually on with her and Casey last evening. That was fun. So they're a nice crowd over there with the Akasha Temple. We spoke about the emotional body of the planet and how and really how the politics are wagging it right now. But that was a lot of fun. Now at 7 p.m., the two of you do progress towards democracy, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock today and 11 o'clock at night, Monday and Thursday nights.
Okay. Well, I'll remember to say that when I'm doing my mic check lineup on Fridays. What is your topic today? Do you all follow the notes on what's going on with Occupy also?
We'll probably be updating some of the events currently in Occupy. Ruth Ann puts together a list on that. I tend to talk about more general issues, and we'll probably continue discussing what I talked about last night, which is the corporate death machine. Yes, how basically we're pushing closer and closer to the end of it all. We don't watch it. Right now, scientists are calling this era the Anthropocene era because of man's significant impact on nature. And it's gotten to the point where there's over 200 species going extinct daily.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we don't have to sit and wait for the end of the world. We're making it occur now. But what's that?
It's one of the reasons I got mouthy again and involved in politics and became an activist because of the environment, because of the planet being murdered by profiteering corporations. I opened the show with a little ditty on Mr. Kendall there. Can I ask you, do you know, someone asked me, and as far as I knew, he was still doing it, but Rush Limbaugh is still broadcasting from right up the road here, right? Out of Hope Sound at his home studio or downtown off Clematis in West Palm, correct?
Yes, I believe so. We could all meet up with him someday.
Absolutely. I keep my tire jacks in my pocket just in case.
I've never heard of anybody in the area running into him, so he must never step out of his place.
Well, I have.
You have?
I ran into him over in Palm Beach at the Sailfish Club, which is a really old. I was very surprised to see him walk in there. You know, the only reason I'm in there was because my great grandfather was one of the originals. So, you know, if I got the piece of change to pay the bill, I can go in. You know.
what kind of place is this?
It's a yacht club.
Okay.
It's one of them la-di-da type places.
Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't. I saw him sit down at the bar with somebody that I did not know. I don't know many folks in there, actually. I'm actually from Lighthouse Point, new to up here. But when we were kids, we used to come up, you know, with the parents. I went in there one day to have a drink with a friend just to check it out, and Rush Limbaugh was in there. There were a couple of people in there, but had no idea who he was with or what he was about, and at the time he was a bit of, he was still in his pudgier stance, you follow what I mean?
Yeah.
In West Palm Beach, you do hear about people saying, like, at the Starbucks, all Rush Limbaugh was in today, you know, that kind of thing. So he does get around.
Well, I would have introduced myself as a local left-wing activist and so forth.
But, you know, the drinks are just too damn expensive for me to introduce myself at the bar rail to a guy like that that I might end up pouring all that liquor in, you know, over. I mean, it sounds like a joke, and it is, but the truth, I in a New York minute anymore, you know, that's why I stay out of the bar rails and drink at home. But being, what is it, let's call it being very, I can't even think of the word, responsible. Will that do? Being responsible, yes. Not going on out there and making a fool.
Two things real quick. Because I did call in for a specific reason regarding the NDAA and Ray McGovern and his thoughts on that. He did feel that it was brought about as a response to the Occupy movement. The concern was that if the Occupy movement grew and grew, that perhaps it would at some point gain the sympathy of the police. I don't see any sign of that now, but at some point would gain the sympathy of the police, could actually turn into an Arab Spring-like situation, and then they would need the military. So I have this legislation there just in case.
Makes kind of some sense. There is a lot. If you're attending your GA there in Fort Lauderdale, you know that there's been information that has come from the spokes meetings up in New York, and there's a lot of pre-spring delegate kind of plans underway for several large actions, but the biggest being the May Day action so far. And that's a global phenomenon. We're talking people who are connected with the GAs and with groups of people from The Hague to Cairo to Yemen to all through the larger groups in the United States. The May Day Day of Action is something that's going to be, there's going to be a huge blowout on, you know?
There's several important days of action coming up, I believe. Oh, and regarding the media, I mean, really, when you come down to it, they all have their bias, and you pretty much have to learn the bias and learn how to read through it.
Yeah.
And what they're really saying, and I basically believe that's how one has to learn how to interpret the news.
Well, I have a question.
The business media is extremely honest about what they want to do to workers and so forth. On that note, you mentioned Pinko the Bear earlier, Brad, great character.
Yeah.
And he shared with me an article from Forbes.com. That wasn't published anywhere in the mainstream media, but people in the business community like to keep themselves praised what's going on a more honest level. And it was an interesting article about how labor was exploited in India, and the wage dispute got so bad that the workers in the steel manufacturing facility got upset and literally broke into the home of the CEO and beat the guy to death.
Yes, we were talking about that the other night. Yeah, that's pretty horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's
when it comes to extremes like
hammer
that.
Handle. Yeah. Hey, well, look, Occupy Oakland has about four different factions that actually make up the whole of Occupy. There's the decolonization, there's the POC, the people of color. And then there's Occupy Oakland, and the discussion about the different strategies on dealing with the police brutality of Occupy Oakland. Well, you know, that more meat force with force was sort of was sort of out of pocket this past week, but if you took a look, there was a wonderful piece of film by what I would call a very wonderful source, Russia Today. Do you, you're familiar with Russia Today?
Yeah, very familiar. That's another one I go to all the time. But again, you have to recognize it as a bias because Russia, deliberately so, is extremely anti-NATO for its own self-centered reasons. Because remember, they were once imperialistic Soviet Union. A very brutal country that was run as a kleptocracy. But at the same time, you know, it has a sort of, because it's has an anti-American grip to it, it's almost very liberal. So it's, it's brutally honest in certain cases. In other cases, it loses it. It's sort of lost it with its coverage of Libya. It went so extreme anti-NATO that I couldn't figure out what was going on there based on what they were publishing too. So you sort of had
really?
To
Ask
friends that were more familiar with the
attention.
Situation.
That's good to know.
It's still very good. I like Press Talk periodically too. That's Iran's TV.
I have not seen that. I do know about that's something you could put down on the comments over at Roundtree with that list.
They put together a show with Max Kaiser, just like Russia TV did, which is very critical of what our money managers do. So
because the objectification would be a good thing. Russia TV put a woman, and I can't remember her name, who is one of the spokespeople for the decolonization group. And she actually stood up to everything that was said about them losing their, getting out of pocket as they did and storming City Hall. The whole thing was sort of a maneuver on both parts to make it explode, if you ask me. But this woman handled it very well, and it's an excellent piece of footage that addresses the issues that came up this week that brought so much pushback by the Occupy group in Oakland. There's a lot of criticism going down right now about that.
I'll have to look for that story. I mean, the D.C. Bureau of Russia Today has done remarkable coverage of the Occupy movement.
Oh, absolutely.
Without a doubt. I mean, from the Aliana show.
What's his name, doing the anonymous report. I enjoy that.
I think they removed him. I can't remember his name now. It was they had a show on with a guy that was a right-wing libertarian. It's a Ron Paul fan. And he would do an anonymous bit as a anonymous, put on a mask and read one of the reports. Can't remember his name.
Right. I enjoyed that. I thought that was pretty good. To see so many of the hacktivist community on Facebook, not everywhere, but on Facebook, and a lot of the pages that they have, a lot of Ron Paul support is prevalent. That kind of sucks. But I think the libertarians, frankly, just have forgotten what community is about. But
they get a little too far away in the bizarre economic ideology. They take the free market ideology to a whole new level, which I find a bit unpalatable. Ron Paul likes to equate economic freedom with personal freedom, and that's simply not true.
No, it isn't. Yeah. No, it isn't.
I mean, leads to slavery.
It's wage slavery right now in this country and many others in the Western world. I got to wrap this up. I didn't realize I was already down to it. We got about 6 minutes.
Oh, I think the show we were talking about, the guy that was kicked off of Russia Today, Adam Kokesh. Adam versus the man.
That was his name. Thanks, Brian, for coming over.
It was a pleasure.
Don't forget, folks, Progress Towards Democracy on at 7 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, part of the Occupy Block lineup. So please tune in. And you can find a link right there on our page right now to the rest of the shows this evening. We will be back on Sunday, even though everybody else will be watching the Patriots and the Giants. P.E., Nolan, and myself and a few others are going to be on here. For those who can do a satellite thing with the game, P.E. is going to read a couple of posts that are just wonderful and guaranteed to make you laugh a lot. We suggest you be aware. It's for mature audiences only. So the Sunday show, sans
Super Bowl. It's the politics of love this Sunday. So if you want to, join right in. And Alan Greenspan's logic that the great worker insecurity leads to greater worker security is being touted by Dwight Ward in the chat room. Dwight, thank you. And everyone in the chat room, especially Free Market Socialists, thanks for joining us today. Brian, thanks for stopping in and helping me.
I appreciate it. Oh, real quickly, why Anna Kokesh was canceled, because it's kind of an interesting story. There were members of the Republican Party that felt that Adam Kokesh's show, since Russia Today is sponsored by the Russian government, they felt it was the Russian government trying to split up the Republican Party, so they filed a complaint with the FEC. And that's what forced the show off, get canceled. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, now that's deep.
Yeah.
that's really twisted. That's deep and twisted.
Yeah,
okay, well, I will catch you at 7 p.m. on
thank you.
On Progress Towards Democracy.
To catch you, and I'll have to catch you more often. You're every day at 5, right? I mean,
just Fridays. Fridays at 5. On Mondays at 8 p.m. we have Wise Woman Media with Anita Stewart. And on Wednesday, every other Wednesday, Manny Jalonsky does Practicing Tomorrow. And interviews and such with OWS. And Fridays, I do those this every Friday at 4 p.m.
You and your Sunday show is on it?
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Miss that show. I have to hop on there. Say hi. I'll catch you later.
Okay, Brian. Thanks for stopping in. And as I said, thank you to the rest of my guests. I appreciate it a great deal. Please don't forget to tune in to the rest of the Blog Talk block. The next show up is Dusty Taylor's What's Jerking My Chain This Week. And I'm going to leave today with a little bit of... Everybody enjoy your weekend. I hope everyone who's interested in the Super Bowl enjoys it a great deal. I'm thinking the Giants may take it. What do you think?
He is three, one's in the middle unmoved, waiting to show what he sees to the other two, to the one attacking, so afraid, and the one that keeps trying to love and trust and getting himself betrayed. In the plan, the divine plan, God must be a boogeyman. One so sweet, so overly loving and gentle.
You've been listening to Here Be Monsters on Blog Talk Radio. This is Gwendolyn H. Berry in Lake Worth, Florida. Thank you. Appreciate your ear. And we'll be back here on Sunday at 6 p.m. Please remember, God must be a boogeyman.
Insulting plan, God must be a boogeyman.